fashion?
Fashion, in its broadest sense, is a particular style that is popular for a few months or years. We speak of fashions in automobiles, furniture, or interior design, as well as in music, literature, and art. But most commonly, fashion refers to a style of clothing that is worn at a given time but is expected to change. Although fashion usually refers to dress, it does not mean the same thing as clothing. People have worn clothing since at least 20,000 BC, but people have only been concerned with fashion since the late Middle Ages, 1300 to 1500. Before then, people wore clothes that reflected the long-standing customs of their communities, and clothing styles changed extremely slowly. Fashion, however, causes styles to change rapidly for a variety of historical, psychological, and sociological reasons. A clothing style may be introduced as a fashion, but the style becomes a custom if it is handed down from generation to generation. A fashion that quickly comes and goes is called a fad. True fashions began to appear in Northern Europe and Italy when a system of social classes developed in the late Middle Ages. At this time, the people of Europe began to clarify one another into groups based on such factors as wealth, ancestry, and occupation. The clothes people wore helped identify them as members of a particular social class. Before the late Middle Ages, only wealthy and powerful individuals concerned themselves with the style of their clothes. But when the class system developed, the general population began to compete for positions within society. Fashion was one means by which people competed with one another. People follow fashion for many reasons. Often, people imitate the style of a person or group with whom they identify. In the past, most fashions originate in the upper classes and trickled down to the lower ones. Ordinary people sometimes hoped to raise their social position by following the fashions of privileged people. In a way, this still happens. But today, such celebrities as singers and athletes rather than aristocrats set fashions. Fashion involves more than simply imitating another person's style. It is a form of nonverbal communication that provides a way for people to express their identities and values. For example, in the 1960s, many young people rejected adult values by rejecting mature styles of clothing. Large numbers of young people adopted an international youth style that included miniskirts and mod jackets. These fashions probably appeal to young people because, at first, many adults disapproved of them. Eventually, adults began copying them. Another reason people follow fashion is to make them more attractive. When the standard of beauty changes, fashion changes with it. For example, when physical fitness became a popular standard of good looks in the 1980s, people began to wear exercise and athletic clothing more often. A clothing style may become fashionable over time with many different groups. For example, people began wearing blue jeans in the 1850s when Levi Strauss & Co. sold tough cotton work pants to gold miners in California. At that time, jeans functioned as ordinary work clothes. In the 1940s and 1950s, American teenagers adopted blue jeans as a comfortable, casual youth fashion. Young people during the 1960s wore blue jeans as a symbol of rebellious political and social beliefs. By the 1970s, people no longer considered jeans rebellious, and expensive designer jeans had become fashionable. The Industrial Revolution that occurred during the 1700s and 1800s caused rapid changes in the development of fashion. The invention of mechanical looms, chemical dyes, artificial fabrics, and methods of mass production made fashions affordable to many more people. In addition, new means of mass communication spread European and American fashions throughout the rest of the world. The Industrial Revolution caused people throughout the world to dress more and more alike.